Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Joining us on that Fan Hotline is Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Good morning, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Good to hear you and see you again. Mm-hmm.
I love this. Ray, you're looking chipper today, well-rested, after you probably didn't get much sleep over the last few weeks.
That's probably true. Kind of a whirlwind the last couple of months, really. Went to the Senior Bowl, the Combine, but hey, I got two out of their first three right, so I guess it was well worth it.
You were the Big Faltanu time. Guy, man. You did. You absolutely nailed that. We'll get into the draft coming up in a minute here, but the big swirling story around the Steelers right now is that Brian McFadden tweet and CTESPN, a significant player. Brian McFadden says the Steelers are close to acquiring, presumably at the wide receiver position. What are you hearing on all that, Ray?
Well, listen, Omar said after the draft, you know, they freed up that money by restructuring Highsmith for a reason, you know, and if anything became, if there was an opportunity there for them to make a deal, they were going to make it. And I think everyone puts two and two together and says, hey, look at the roster. You know, they need a receiver. They probably still need a cornerback. And I think, that's where all the speculation is. Omar said yesterday on the McAfee show that there was really nothing close, but I think that's something to keep an eye on here over the next couple of weeks. If you're the 49ers or if you're any other team, there's no reason for you to drop your price right now. And I think their price is probably still a little bit too high for the Steelers, but as time goes on and maybe these guys become more of a headache, maybe they'd be more willing to deal for like a 2025 round second rather than a first. So I think it's still out there, but I don't feel like anything is imminent right now.
Ray, it doesn't matter. I think that any combination will work, but in your opinion, where should Broderick Jones and Faltanu, where should they be? Should Broderick stay at right tackle, Faltanu be left tackle? Should Faltanu be right tackle, Broderick left tackle? To me, it really doesn't matter. I think any combination will work, and they'll probably work through that, but ultimately, yeah. In your mind, where do you think that those two will end up?
I think you got to put your best left tackle at left tackle, and then the other guy has to go to the right side. And listen, Faltanu is 24 years old. He had 30 starts at Washington, most of them at left tackle. I think they got to put him out there in OTAs and minicamp, see how it plays out. And then I think you got to make a decision going into training camp, because I don't think there's any reason for this year for Dan Moore to be a starter on your offensive line. So just look at it this spring. You got, what, 10 or 15 practices to take a look at it. And then once you hit training camp on July 23rd or whatever it is, just have those guys in place by then so you can really hit the ground running for the season. I don't think there's any reason for Dan Moore to be a starter this year. I think you throw both those guys in, Frazier included, let them run with the ones and let them make their mistakes along the way in July and August rather than September and October.
How do you see Roman Wilson fitting into this offense, Ray? With the assumption that, well, let's do it both ways. If they get another guy, how do you think Roman Wilson fits in? And if they don't, how does he fit in?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it would be unfair to Roman Wilson to ask him, being a mid-third round pick, to come in and be the number two right away. I don't think that's the way, you know, you want to go about it. So I think there's another move to be made here for the Steelers. And maybe if they don't make a move, maybe it's just Van Jefferson taking over that role for a short time before they get it figured out. I think Roman Wilson is going to be a really good player in this league. I think maybe in time he could be a number two. But, you know, for me, if I'm on that coaching staff, I don't want to put too much on him right away. Just let him get his feet under him as a rookie. Let him be the number three. I can think he could be a really good number three for you as a rookie, but there's still a hole in my mind on that roster, and that's at number two receiver in that receiver's room.
Ray, who has the best opportunity and chance to become a starter at some point this season? Mason McCormick at right guard over James Daniel, or Peyton Wilson at a middle linebacker opposite of Patrick Queen over Landon Roberts?
Yeah, I mean, I think Daniels is secure. You know, they're paying him $8 million this year. I think, you know, what Omar said after the draft was he's going into the last year of his deal. So that was kind of a move for the future there. Maybe McCormick is in the mix there to challenge for that in 2025. You know, I don't know that there's a clear path for Wilson to be a starter either, because Landon Roberts was so good last year. And obviously you're spending a ton of money on Patrick Queen, but I think they can get creative in sub packages, second and long, third and long, let Wilson go out there and be in your sub packages. I think that's a great way for him to get on the field. And if you look at his athleticism, guys, he could be a great special teams
Absolutely.
Player. I think what they did in this draft, like the athletes they got, really on day two and day three, I think there's some great candidates to go out there, ball out on special teams. That's how you make the roster. And then, you know, you find your way on offense or defense.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thinking about the draft in its totality, was there anything they did where you went, they swung and missed on that one?
Not knowing, you know, when they failed to draft a corner, I'm thinking, okay, what's the plan here? But then, you know, you hear the Cam Sutton has met with the Steelers. So I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon, because I think they want the legal matters to kind of get straightened out first. But whether it's Cam Sutton, Patrick Peterson, or Chandon Sullivan, I think among those three, I think maybe you have your slot corner. And then
Do you think Beanie Bishop has a shot, the undrafted guy?
I think Beanie Bishop has a shot to make the 53-man roster. Maybe Beanie Bishop is a depth guy. Maybe Corey Trice is a depth guy. Maybe one of those guys emerges as an answer for you as your top outside backup. But to me, if you get one of those three guys, you fill out your slot, and then there's still questions to me about your overall depth at corner. But, you know, if one of those guys works out, then maybe that takes care of it as well.
Should the Steelers pick up Najee Harris's fifth-year option, Ray?
I think so. I mean, when you look at it, you know, quarterbacks are being picked up for like $25 million, offensive linemen like $16 million, corners like $13 million. When you look at the price tag for a running back, I think it's around $7 million or so. You know, why not do it? You know, you have that cost control for his fifth year. You're building your offense really to fit around him, especially now that Arthur Smith is the OC and, you know, they're finally investing some resources into the offensive line. You know, the people that criticized them using a first-round pick on Harris, now they should be clamoring for the Steelers to pick it up because you're finally getting your team to the stage where Harris can be an impact player for you. And it's not that he hasn't been good, but, you know, he's had – 3 1,000-yard seasons. He's never missed a game. To me, you just, you know, you pick up that fifth-year option and, you know, you kind of take advantage of that rookie contract the way it's structured. So I'm not in favor of extending him, really, and spending that kind of money. But, you know, for that price, I think you pick it up every day of the week.
Well, and you mentioned 3 1,000-yard seasons. He's a really tough eval for me, Ray, because he has had those 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. The yards per carry doesn't jump off the page at you. However, he had Matt Canada, and he had a bad offensive line. How good is Najee Harris? Has he reached his potential?
Well, you look at what Arthur Smith did with Derrick Henry, and Harris is never going to be Derrick Henry, but he could be Derrick Henry light, and I think that could be good enough for the Steelers. You know, if he can get, instead of getting 1,000 yards, which has kind of been his ceiling, if he can get like 1,200 yards, maybe 1,300 yards, in the right situation this year, I think that would be great for him because he's not going to be a guy who's going to be the workhorse anymore. They love Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren's going to be in there on passing situations. Jaylen Warren's going to get his 2 or 3 series a game anyway. So they're going to continue to split carry. So I don't think you're ever going to see gaudy numbers from Najee Harris. But with Arthur Smith and now with presumably what will be a better offensive line, I think he's got a chance to maybe, you know, be a 12 or 1300 yard guy for them. And if he does that, then he's well worth it.
Ray, say Deontay Johnson wasn't a malcontent. Say that all the production on the field was the production on the field and he was still here. Yeah, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Roman Wilson, Pat Freiermuth, and, you know, the whole draft went the way it went. The quarterback situation is the way it is. How many games and how far would you see this team going in 2024 if Deontay Johnson was still here and he was an actual just production player?
Yeah, and if he had a good attitude. It's hard to separate it, right, because you think back to that Cincinnati game and, you know, you can't have that on your football team. But if you're just looking at it from a production standpoint, guy had like 4,500 yards and 25 touchdowns in his 5 seasons with the Steelers. I mean, it was good production, and I think that's going to be hard to replace. So, you know, would they be, let's say they're a 9-win team now, they'd probably be a 10-win team. You know, if you think they're a 10-win team now, probably an 11-win team. So it's some big holes, big shoes to fill. You know, for Deontay Johnson, like I said at the top, I think they still got to get that straightened out. But, yeah, there's no doubt he was a good football player. It's just that they kind of, you know, he kind of wore out his welcome here, and they didn't want to deal with his off the field and on the field stuff any longer.
Ray, I know you love to speculate, buddy. So just if the Steelers do make a wide receiver trade, give us the guy. Give us one name.
Oh, man. Hasn't everyone been mentioned anyway? Yeah, we got DK Metcalf yesterday. I don't know. Like, for me, the perfect fit would be Debo, but I don't know if they're not in a rush to trade Debo. Ayuk would be good too, but I just like those running catch guys. He's a little bit different. type of receiver, but I think he'd be great for this Arthur Smith offense.
With one of those guys, can they win the division?
Yes, I think they can. I think it's a tough division. Joe Burrow coming back healthy, obviously Lamar coming off an MVP season, but they weren't that far off last year. You know, they were one or two games back last year, and I think if they make the right moves, they could certainly be in that mix again this season.
Ray, thank you for your time. Nice to see your smiling face, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.